Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvochim Daf Nun Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will commence with the Mishnah found at the bottom of Nun Beis Omid Beis. Chatos Hatzibur v'hayochid. Elu hein chatos hatzibur. The following are public sin offerings. Rashi points out, Elu hein chatos hatzibur, she'onu tzrichim lahazkirom, that we have to mention, sharei hapnimios par ho'edo usiri avodis kochovim kvar nishnu. The par ho'edo is the par helm dover shel tzibur, and the siri avodis kochovim, this is a situation where the public was guilty of idolatry. These two public sin offerings happen to be internal sin offerings. They were already mentioned. So what we need to mention are public sin offerings that are not internal. They're not. Their blood sprinkling does not take place in the Heichal. So the Mishnah goes on to enumerate them. Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, V'shelma Adois, the goat offerings brought on Rosh Chodesh and on holidays, Shkitason Batsafon, their slaughtering takes place in the northern half of the Azara, v'kibul domon v'kli shareis b'tzafon, and likewise the receipt of their blood in service vessels must take place in the northern part of the Azara, v'domon ta'un arba matonos al arba kronos, and the blood application is done on the four corners in four matonos, four applications on the four corners. Ketzad, how is this accomplished? Ola b'kevesh, the kohen would rise on the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. It might be pointed out that the ramp was on the southern side of the Mizbeach. So he would walk up the ramp, Ufona la Sovev. He would then turn to the Sovev. We can call it a type of ledge, which is formed by the midsection of the Mizbeach. There is a Yesoid, the base that was an Amo in height, and then that was an Amo in height with an Amo that set in, a horizontal Amo, and then the Mizbeach rose another number of Amos, at which point there was another inset section. So at that point, this additional inset section formed a ledge. That's the Sovev. Ubo loy lekeren joimis mizrochis. And when he rose up on the ramp on the southern side of the Mizbeach, he would turn right. A right turn would lead him to the southeastern corner. You can see the little diagram that we have on the inside margin that may help to demonstrate this. And after reaching the southeastern corner, he then would continue turning right and would hit the Mizrachis Tzvenis, the northeastern corner. And after that, Tzvenis Marovis, northwestern corner, and Marovis Dremis, and southwestern corner. After he finished applying the dam to the Mizbeach at these respective points, Sheri Adom HaYoshefech Al Yesoid Dremis, the remaining blood he would spill out on the base of the Mizbeach, on the southern side of the Mizbeach, V'necholm lefnim min hakloim, the meat of these sacrifices was eaten within the curtained area forming the courtyard of the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash within the Azara. L'zichrei kahuna was given to the male kohanim, v'chol maichol, as opposed to a korban Pesach, which was restricted to being roasted. These korbanos could be prepared in any different way. L'yoyim v'laylo ad chatzos. They had the day in which it was sacrificed to be eaten, and the following night, up till midnight. Hechi Ovid, the Gemara is asking regarding the matnas dam, the blood applications that the kohen applies to the mizbeach using his finger. The finger was immersed in the blood, and then it was applied to the corners of the mizbeach. How was that done? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chad Omar, Nosein Amo Elach, V'Amo Elach. He would, upon reaching a corner, he would apply it to the area of the on the side of the mizbeach within an amo of the very edge. Which side? To either side, either side that he wanted of any respective of each respective corner. The Chad Omar mechate v'yored keneged chudo shokeren. The other opinion says we have Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, and one of them says that he would smear the blood on the very edge of the mizbeach. Alibo de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, according to this Tana, Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that we haven't seen yet, he's brought later, he's quoted a bit later, the Omar, who says, he atzmo eino nasis ela begufo shel keren. He holds that it's done, that the blood application of a chatos is done on the cubes, the blocks that appear at the very top of the mizbeach, each block or each cube measuring an amo in height, an amo in width, and an amo by an amo. So they were a cubic amo. He holds that the blood application was done at that point, at the very top of the mizbeach. Now, since he holds that the blood was done at that very high point on the four corners, the four cubes that form the four corners of the top of the mizbeach, the kule alma lo pligi, there will be no machlokes within his shita, namely, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, everyone will agree there is no need to apply the blood to the very edge of the mizbeach, because according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, once you are at that very top point, the corners, so any point on that is called keren. Therefore, you could even apply it to the sides of those cubes that form the corners of the mizbeach. Ki pligi alibo de Rebbe. The machloikis that we saw, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar an Amora, not to be confused with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon the Tano, these Amoroyim are arguing within Rebbe. Let us point out that according to Rebbe, whom we haven't seen yet, he defines Keren as the corner of the Mizbeach, any point of which is above the midway mark. Anything above the Chut HaSikra is classified as Keren, according to Rebbe. Morsovar Amo Elach V'Amo Elach Keneged Keren Nami Keren Hu. According to one of the Amoroim we saw above, an Amo, within an Amo of the edge to either side, is also classified as Keren. Keren being the obligatory point at which the Matnas Dam are to be applied. Rashi points out this. The Rashi that we're going to look at is at the fourth wide line under the Gemara. Mar sovar ki hechi de keren havio amo al amo, af kol shetachtov kenegdoi have keren. Just like the very top cube of the mizbeach measured an amo by an amo, so anything under that, an amo to either side, under that, directly under it, is called Keren as well. The other opinion, the other Amoraic opinion within Rebbe holds, Umar Sovar, Keneged Chuda in Tfeilo. Only the very edge is called Keren. Anything other than the very edge is not called, wouldn't be referred to by the term Keren. Meisvei. We have a Tanaic source. The source lasts a few lines. For our purposes, the dashed underline section is of importance. You could see toward the end of the source, the expression Keneged Chuda Shekaren is dashed underline. That indicates the very edge. So bearing that in mind, let's start the source. Meisvei, Chatas HaTzibor VaYochid. Public sin offerings and private sin offerings. Ketzad, Seder, Matan, Domon. How is the blood to be applied? So what we'll see now is information we described earlier. He rose up on the ramp, Uponala Sovev, and then turned to the Sovev, the we'll call it the parapet or balcony ledge, if you will, that we described earlier. So he turned to that ledge, the Sovev. Ubo loy lekeren drimus mizrachis. Is the first corner he approached, because, being that he makes a right turn, is the southeastern corner. V'toivel be'etzboi hayamonis hamyumenis shebiyamin min adam shebemizrach. He immersed the finger that's next to the thumb. In other words, the first finger next to the thumb, he immersed that in the dam of the Mizrach, and the Mizrach is the name of the receptacle holding the blood that was received at the point of sacrifice. V'chomer begudloi milamalo uve'etzbok tana milamato. This phrase, one will find, has different girsos, and you can find the different girsos in the Shita Mekubetzes Ois Dalet, but we won't dwell on that. We will simply say that he then takes his thumb and finger and positions them touching each other, close to one another, and smears the blood from above, moving in a downward motion. Umechate v'yored. He continues this in a downward motion and applying the blood. Keneged chuda shokeren, at the very edge of the corner, ad shemechale kol hadam shebeetzva, until he finishes. He does this downward movement along the edge of the mizbeach, the edge of the corner, until he finishes off the blood on his finger. V'chein kol keren v'keren, and likewise with regard to each corner. This is a question on the mandomer that we saw above that said Amo Eilech V'Amo Eilech, giving you sort of room or latitude. Mandomer said, that opinion said, that you choose either side of the corner, and as long as you're within an Amo of the edge, you can make your blood application. Here we see a seeming requirement to have it done at the very edge. So the Gemara answers, Hochi ko'amar, mitzvah b'chuda, the ideal way is to do it at the edge. However, i'ovid amo eilech, the amo eilech, less lon bo. However, if you do it within an amo of the corner, that's also okay. My Rebbe, my Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, what is the source that has these opinions in it, Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? The Sanya, we have the following source. Domum hel yoinim nitnin michut hasikra ulamalo. The blood of sacrifices that are expected to be done on the upper part of the mizbeach are applied from the chut hasikra, literally a red line, which appeared at the halfway mark on the height of the mizbeach, halfway of the height of the mizbeach. These domim elyonim, sacrifices whose blood is supposed to be done on the upper part, is to be done above this red line. Domim hatachtoinim nitnin michut hasikra ulamaton divrei Rebbe. The sacrifices whose blood is done on the lower part of the mizbeach, as is characteristic of an ola and a shlomim, etc., that is done from the red line and from below the red line. That's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Elazar b'Shimon Omer, Bamed v'Mamurim,
under what circumstances can we say that domim hel yonim are acceptable above, immediately above the chut hasikra, immediately above the halfway mark? That's true, but oilas ha'oif. That's with regard to a bird offering brought as an ola. Aval b'chatos behema, however, with an animal sin offering, he atzmoi nasis el al gufo shokeren. The blood application of an animal sin offering is done, it was limited to the blocks that form the corners of the mizbech, the cubes of the cubical structure that was positioned at the edges of the top of the mizbech, each one measuring an amo by an amo. Omar Rebbe Avo, my time or the Rebbe. What's the basis of Rebbe's opinion? Rebbe's opinion, illustrating that the idea of Karen was rather extensive, as opposed to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, who limited it, certainly in the case of Chatas Behema, to the very top cubes. So what is the basis for Rebbe? Dichtiv. There is a pasuk that describes the Mizbeach, and it says V'ha'ar'el. The Har'el is the name given to the Mizbeach. V'ar'el arba amos. U'me'ar'el u'lamalo hakronos arba. The Gemara asks, arba amos hu dehavyo? Is that so that the Mizbeach is four amos? Are you trying to say that either the height or the width of the Mizbeach has that dimension? It's not true. Omer Rav Ado bar Avo, Mokoim Kronois Arba. The dimension of each cube is one amo by one amo, so you have four cubes, that would account for four amos. The Gemara asks, but still, umokum kronos arba havya? Is that so, that the space taken up by the cubes is four amos? That's not true. If you measure the Mizbeach, let's say, from north to south, so from north to south, the cubes that form the corners account for two amos. If you measure the Mizbeach from east to west, the space occupied by the cubes also is only two amos. So why do you say that the mokum kronos is four amos? That's not so. It's two amos when you measure it from north to south, or if it's also only two amos if you measure it from east to west. Elo emo rishus kronos dalet. So what is meant by the pasuk? It means that the domain that's identified as Kronos extends for four amos beyond or below the actual cubes themselves. Since the Mizbeach has a height of 10 amos, the cubes themselves having a height of one amo, if you descend below that four more amos, at that point you hit the chut hasikra. Hence, Rebbe sees as the definition of kronos an area measuring five amos. Therefore, we understand where Rebbe got his opinion that said that the domim elyonim is from the chut hasikra ulamalo, and that's because the area defined as kronos, the rishus kronos, is all of that area from the very top of the cubes down till the midway mark delineated by the chut hasikra. Tanu tanan hosam, we have a Tanaic source. Chut shel sikra choygroi beemtza. There is a red line that defines the midway mark of the height of the mizbeach. Lahavdil bein domim ha'elyonim ledomim hatachtonim, to serve as a point of distinction between the upper bloods and the lower ones. Minohani mili, what's the moker for that? What's the source that indicates that on the Mizbeach there was some point of delineation? Omer of Acho Barav Ketino Shenemar V'hoiso Horeshes Ad Chatzi HaMizbeach. That's a posuk in describing the way the Mizbeach appeared. HaTorah Nosna Mechitza LaHavdil Bein Domim HaElyonim LaDomim HaTachtonim. The Gemara provides a boundary to distinguish between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. Upper bloods include korbanos like the korban chatos that we mentioned before, and the lower bloods include korbanos like the shlomim and ola. Shorei hadom v'chulei. Tanu rabbanan. We have another Tanaic source. El yisoid mizbeach. This posuk is found in the context of an external sin offering. So, where is the when you're dealing with a chatas achitzonis, achitzona, we have this posuk. The shirayim are to be poured el yisoid mizbeach, to the base of the mizbeach. Ze yisoid droimi. This is a reference to the southern base. Atoimer ze yisoid droimi oeno elo yisoid ma'rovi ve yilmat sosu min hamefurosh. When the posuk by the chatas achitzonis says, pour it, pour the remaining blood to the base, maybe it's a reference to the western base of the Mizbeach. And the basis for that would be what we find by the internal sin offerings whose shirayim, whose remnant blood, was in fact poured out to the on the western base. And I would thereby activate this method of learning that we dashed, underlined, the Yilmat Sosum. Let us learn the unknown, namely the unknown here is the which base for the Chatas HaChitzonah from the Mefurosh, from that which is known. That's in the case of the Chatas HaPnimi, which we saw in on the previous daf. The Chatas HaPnimi Shirayim was poured at the western base, as was referenced in the Pasuk El Pesach El Moed, the base of the Mizbeach that was opposite the entrance to the Heichal. So at this point, which way to go? When we're talking about the base for the shirayim of the Chatas HaChitzonah, which one? Is it south or west? Amris Yilmad Yiridosu Min HaKevesh Yitzosu Min HaHechal. Let us learn his descent from the ramp, which is relevant to the Chatas HaChitzonah, from that which we know concerning the exit from the Heichal, which is characteristic of the Chatas HaPnimi. My Yitzios Min HaHechal B'Samach Lo, just like when speaking about his exit from the Heichal, he would pour the Shirayim to that which was Samach Lo, nearest the entrance. Af Yiridos Min HaKevesh B'Samach Lo. So too, when he descends the ramp from his Chatas HaChitzonah blood applications, he should apply it B'Samach Lo to the nearest base at that point. So we have this concept that applies to the Panimi and the Chitzena, namely Samach Lo. In the case of the Panimi, the Samach Lo just so happens to be western side. When it comes to Mizbeach Achitza, to the Chatas Achitzon, the Samach Lo of the Samach Lo with regard to the descent from the Kevesh happens to be the southern side. Tanya, we now have more opinions with regard to which base, which side of the Mizbeach base do you pour the shirayim of the shirei dam? Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Zev Zeh Yisoid Marovi. Rabbi Shmuel says the chitzonim and the pnimim are poured to the western base. Rabbi Shmuel Choy Omer Zev Zeh Yisoid Romi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Choy says that the pnimi and the chitzoni are done at the southern base. According to the opinion that says both are yisod ma'rovi, we can explain how he got to that. He holds that we'll learn the unknown. The unknown is a reference to the chatas achitzonah from the mefurosh, from the known, from the explicit, namely the chatas apnimi. And just like the chatas apnimi was done on the western side, so too the Chatas HaChitzon shall be done on the western side. we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text showing where this concept was alluded to earlier of Yilmat Sosum in Amafurosh. We saw that in the Brisa. There it was presented as a Havamina. Here, this Shita actually subscribes to that. Elolaman diomar ze beze yisoid droimi, but according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said the chatas achitzon and pnimi are done on the southern side, my taima. Why is that? After all, with regard to the pnimi, the pasuk says asher pesach oil moed, that side of the mizbeach that's facing the entrance to the oil moed, the heichal. And at first glance, the southern side of the Mizbeach is not facing the entrance to the Heichal. Omer of Asi. Rav Asi explains that there is an opinion that holds it is. Kosover Haitana, this Tana that holds, apply the Chatas HaPnimi to the Yisoy Doroimi, holds Kule Mizbeach B'Tzafon Koi. The entire Mizbeach was located within the northern half of the Azora. So, if you can imagine the southern side of the Mizbeach was actually at the midway mark separating north and south. That being the case, if you were to draw a line from the southern edge of the Mizbeach, draw a line directly from that point, the southern edge, and draw it westerly toward the Heichal, you will find that the southern edge of the Mizbeach is actually opposite the entrance to the Oyel Moed, to the Heichal. And I thereby accomplish that which the Pasuk says, Asher Pesach Oyel Moed, by applying or by pouring the Shirayim to the Yesoid Deroimi. Tano debe Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the school of Rabbi Shmuel, they featured Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai as saying ze veze yisoid ma'arovi. They presented Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai as saying the pnimim and the chitzonim are done on the western side of the Mizbeach. And that's like their own teacher, their own dean, namely like Rabbi Shmuel. The Simonech, in order to remember this, Moshchu Gavri LeGavra, the school of Rabbi Shmuel, a plural, that's the Gavri is the plural, they drew, Moshchu is they drew, the plural drew the Gavra, the singular, that's a reference to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They presented Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as agreeing or subscribing to their opinion that both are applied to the western side of the Mizbeach. Ho'oila kodshei kodshim shchitoso b'tzafon v'kibol domo b'klishoris b'tzafon v'domo ta'un shtei matanos shein arba. The Ola blood application involves two applications which account for four sides. Utuna hefshid v'nituach v'kolulishim. It requires hefshid is skinning, nituach a dismembering of the animal into limbs, v'kolulishim, and it's completely burned. None of the meat of the korban ola is eaten. The skin is given to the kohanim. The Gemara asks, Oilo maitai matoni bo toni bay kotshe kotshim. Why, when it comes to the Korban Ola, does the Mishnah feel obligated to attach the title Kotshe Kotshim to it? Answer, Mishum Delo Ksiv Bo Kotshe Kotshim Hi. Because the Torah does not mention the term Kotshe Kotshim with regard to the Ola, so that which the Torah did not mention, the Mishnah does. And by labeling something Kotshe Kotshim, of course, it's assigned a higher standard than Kodshim Kalim, than the lower form of sanctity that's characteristic of other Korbanos, like a Korban Shlomim. The Domaton Shtei Matonos. Before we go further, we have a topic heading in the outside margin, the Nosei. We see here Machlokis Rav Shmuel a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel be'ech mevatzim matnas dam ha'ola. How do we actually carry out the blood applications of a korban ola shehem shnei matonas shein arba, which are described as two applications which account for four? The Gemara, the domaton shtei matonos hechi ovid. How is it done that the two are four? Before we go further, we ought to note that when we talk about the Ola applications, they are done on two corners of the Mizbeach. You have the northeast and the southwest. This is a product of the sugya that we had before, Brisa that we saw on Daf Nun Aleph, and the continuation of the sugya on Daf Nun Beis, that mentioned that the Ola blood application must be done at a point of the Mizbeach under which there is a Yesoid. There was no Yesoid, though, on the southeastern corner. Therefore, the first corner that he would reach that had a Yesod under it was the northeast. And in order for us to accomplish the idea of the Korban Ola having a blood application on the four sides of the Mizbeach, in addition to the northeast, you would have to also apply it to the southwestern corner. We have the printers have provided a little aerial view diagram of the Mizbeach in the lower part of the page, which may help to appreciate these things. So we now turn to the Gemara. Hechi Ovid, we asked Rav Omar, Noisein v'choizer v'noisein. Let's take a look at Rashi. The second line under the Gemara itself, Noisein v'choizer v'noisein, Zorek min hakli. Remember, here the Ola is one of those korbonos whose blood was done on the lower part of the Mizbeach. So he'd be standing on the floor of the Azora, holding the vessel that he used to receive the blood, the Mizrak, and he would toss the blood, or throw the blood, so to speak, while holding the Mizrak, splash the blood, if you will, in the direction of the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Zorek min hakli ulemizbeach beruach zu shel keren v'chein beruach hashnia shel keren v'chein l'keren shekenegda balachson. Let us say, he would stand on the floor opposite the northeastern corner. He would make one splash on the eastern side of that corner and a second splash on the northern side of that corner. And likewise, the same thing with regard to the southwestern side of the Mizbeach. V'nimsa, Rashi says, V'nimsa min hadam, the dalet rucho shel Mizbeach, matana l'chol ruach. And the result of this, the four sides of the Mizbeach had a blood application, one matana on each side. That's Rav's opinion of shtayim shein arba, two corners, with a total of four blood applications, four splashings. U'shmul omar, matana achas noisein kamin gamo. According to Shmuel, it was sufficient to stand opposite the actual angle for forming the edge of the Mizbeach, aiming the blood toward that edge, and it would naturally, when you splash the blood at that point, it would splatter or spread to the two sides of the Mizbeach. So if you would do that at the northeastern corner, the one splashing would reach two sides, and similarly, at the southwestern corner, one splash would also spread to the two sides. The expression here, kamin gamo, gamo is a Greek letter that essentially was like a final printed chaf, which forms a right angle. So the blood would splash to the two sides of the right angle, forming the edge of the Mizbeach. Ketanoi. The description we just saw, or the machlokas we just saw between Rav and Shmuel, is a machlokas tanoyim. There's a posuk that says, V'zorku es adam al hamizbeach soviv. Yochol yizrekenu zriko achas. Does this imply that there's one splashing? Talmud lomar soviv. The word soviv indicates all around. e saviv, yochol yekifenu kechut. Does that mean that one should surround the mizbeach like you would with a string? Talmud lomar vizarku. The word vizarku indicates a splashing. In other words, in order to accomplish this havamina of yakifenu kechut, that would involve you taking your finger and smearing blood all around the mizbeach, as you would draw a string around the mizbeach. So to that we say, no, that's not the understanding, because the pasuk says vizarku, which indicates a splashing of the blood. Ha ketzad, how is this accomplished? How do we accomplish saviv and also zarku? Kamin gamo shtei matonos shein arba. Kamin gamo, this is like Shmuel said, you would aim at the edge of the corner, one splashing, and it would hit the two sides of the mizbeach, and you would do the same thing at the second diagonal corner of the mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ne'emar kan saviv, v'ne'emar lahalon, and it says here in the pasuk that we're citing right now, and it says also in the context of a chatos hamiluim, chatos that was brought for during the dedication of the Mishkan. It says there, saviv, ma lahalon pisuk v'arba matonos. Just like in the case of the chatos miluim, there were pisuk indicates separateness, four separate applications. Afkan, so too by the oilah, pisuk v'arba matonos, four separate applications. Ima lahalon arba matonos al arba kronos. If you're going to cite the chatos hamiluim, are you going to say, just like over there, it was four applications on four corners? Afkan, by the ola, are you going to say the same thing, arba matonos al arba kronos? Four separate applications on of the four corners? So we say no. Amras oilo tuuna yisoid. We know that the ola requires base, the base of the mizbeach to be present. The keren mizrachas dremes lo hoya lo yisoid. And the southeastern corner did not have a yisod, thereby precluding the ola from four applications at the four corners. But rather, according to this understanding, that of Rabbi Yishmael, this is similar to what Rav said. It's four separate applications, but at two corners of the mizbeach, namely, to either side, to both sides of each corner, there was an application. So each corner has two sides, and if you have two corners, that's a total of four sides. Maitaimo, why is it that the southeastern corner of the mizbech did not have a yisod over there? Omar Rebelozer, the fishelo hoisa bechelko shel toreif. Toreif is a, call it a nickname or a pseudonym for Binyamin. Binyamin, the tribe of Binyamin, the tribe of Benjamin of the 12 Shvatim. In his section of the land of Israel, there sat the part of the Beis HaMikdash that included the Heichal and most of the Mizbeach. This part of Israel, which we're focusing right now on Yerushalayim, specifically the Har HaBayis, also represented a boundary point between Binyamin and Yehuda. We might say the northern side of the portion received by Yehuda bordered on the southern side of the land mass assigned to Binyamin. And this took place in the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash. The southeastern corner of the Mizbeach was in Yehuda's section. And as a result of that, there is no Yesoid, because the Mizbeach itself was supposed to be positioned in in Binyamin's domain. The Omar of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Mizbeach oichel b'chelko shel Yehuda amo. The Mizbeach encroached onto the section assigned to Yehuda one amo. Omar that one amo is the amo that we're talking about right now, which would have been the yesoid. Amar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Ritzua Hoysa Yoitza, a strip of land went from Mechelko Shul Yehuda, V'nichnesa Bechelko Shel Binyamin. This strip of ground went from Yehuda's section and actually encroached encroached onto the section assigned to Binyamin. This, of course, was legitimate. We're not talking about something here of an illegitimate nature, but nevertheless, it worked out that way, that there was a strip of ground that was assigned to Yehuda that jutted into the section assigned to Binyamin. Voy Binyamin hatzadik mitzta'er olav b'chol yoyim lenotla. And Binyamin, I saw in a prophetic fashion that this would take place, and he was pained by it and was hoping to receive it himself. Shenemar, the posuk that describes this, says chofef olav kol hayoyim. The idea of chofef olav is an expression of yearning for it. As a result of Binyamin's yearning to have the mizbeach in his section, lefikach zocha Binyamin hatzadik v'nase ushbizchon lakodesh baruch hu. Therefore, Yehuda was merited having the honor of hosting the Almighty's presence. Shenemar uvein ksefov shochein, as the pasuk goes on to say that he the Almighty dwelt in that area. So the area that was received by Binyamin, as is described by this pasuk, which is features this particular topic. The pasuk indicates that Binyamin was the one to be the host of the divine presence, which includes the mizbeach. And as a result of his yearning to possess in his section as much of this holiness as possible, he merited being the host of the divine presence of the Almighty. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.